Self-portrait as an underdeveloped character. The first time I did it, I didn't know it was supposed to happen, on a day made particular not only by it, but also the played, ugly polo shirt I refused to discard. It stayed on, I insisted, the only piece of ugly I allowed him to see. My dick was pretty cute. I didn't feel anything when he kissed me. It was my first, and a surprise. So I suppose, like all surprises, the only reaction was the journey to the reaction, which was neither a non-reaction or a reaction. So basically, what the F? Neither good or bad. 5 years later, I was still unsure of its nature. The first time I did it raw was with, ironically, a doctor. What he and the first guy had in common was loud instinct, inviolable. I forgot necessities. Control was goo. It was easy to know pleasure without form, to extend in a darkness I will never go back to. Back at my dorm, I cried even though I enjoyed it. Or maybe I cried because I enjoyed it, and I wasn't supposed to. One of my friends told me I should stop. Only my one-year-old niece knew that I agreed. I told her everything. She was the only one who wouldn't understand. The rest who can wouldn't understand. Somebody said they raped me, which was funny. I imagined myself writing down a report. Two adult men, one professional in fingering, one just a boring professional. I enjoyed the encounters. When I told the first guy I've never done anything like it before, he told me I was cute. Fucked me like an obedient fruit. The second one slipped inside with as much warning as summer rain. So, you liked it? The paunchy cop would ask. Yes, isn't it designed that way? I would say. But you liked it, he would say. And he will leave with a sheet of paper, my mouth still parted, waiting for the kiss that was already over years ago. It wasn't that I didn't love myself. On my 19th birthday, I was in a car and I pretended we weren't moving, and simply gravity on Earth was fucked up so the windows had to show sporadic swirls of everything in response to the general confusion. My sister and I watched Die Beautiful, and during the rape scene, I wondered if recalling memories of abuse rendered them mute, or if one or two of the senses were forever dislodged, shipped somewhere, most probably beside the Embarrassing Moments Part 3 jar, where specificities were melted down to event and you only remembered that it happened. It happened. It happened. It happened.